I'm a little bit distracted because I was helping a friend of mine draft the deck on Magic Arena, and I'm like watching him play it now, and he's like guided him really nicely through the first game, and now he's trying to like figure out how to keep going this game. It's kind of like all my eggs are in his basket of winning right now for all reasons. Because I basically drafted through the deck. But that's not what we're talking about today.
True facts.
Hello and welcome to Two Trolls and a Brew, episode 140. Title this month, So Monthly?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've been really busy.
Yeah, it's been weird. I haven't pushed you because of MTG cast had some problems in December.
Okay.
Which is roughly like about a half maybe of our downloads come from. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. But somewhere in that ballpark. And with them being down and not being able to like take our show, like the last show recorded is when I kind of figured out what was going on and how bad it was. And they just now kind of started getting their accounts reset up. So I'm like, So I haven't been like super excited to record, but when anytime Travis is like, so when are we taping? I'm like, whenever you're ready, big boy, right now, if you want.
Yeah. I mean, I've been like, I've just been kind of sitting around at night. Like, is this still a thing? And then I finally just text you the other, like what, yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm like, so are we going to do it or?
Well, I know like the last time we talked, I'm like, whenever your schedule allows, let me know, because it's, my schedule, pretty, you know, set in stone,
yeah.
You know, with the streaming this time to this time and this time to this time. During that window, I can kind of be loose. Where your job, apparently you work exactly in my free time window.
Right, of course.
So we either need to, like, wake up earlier in the morning before both of us start to work, which doesn't make a great show. Because I used to do that, and I'm like, zombie show. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll have to just cram it in.
I normally wake up at like 7 or 8 anyways.
Yeah, I usually go to bed around 5, so I don't get up until like 10.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I'm lucky, I cram down a little earlier than that. Troll cards! We have a whole new set that we've been playing with. So, do you have sweet troll cards?
I haven't really played with the whole set, but yeah. Kaya, the Usurper.
I love Kaya. And nobody wants to play her.
Oh, I picked up my playset after playing her one day in Legacy.
Yeah, well, we talked about her a whole lot last show. That was like this whole subtitle, I think, for last show. So we kind of gushed on her a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But since then, we did the box sealed a couple of Sundays ago, whatever release weekend is, like 2 Sundays after that.
Yeah.
And it was... Sean, I didn't play, I judged. A friend of Sean, who's been on the show a couple of times, he opened the sickest black-white Orzhov set.
Mm-hmm.
It had 2 of the rafts. It had her. It had like 5 or 6 Orzhov playable rares. And
okay.
Then like, I think it had a bunch of guild gates. It had, I think, a Shockland in those colors. It was, like, if you would have put a sticker on it, like, for a guild, it would have been that guild, is, like, what I'm saying. And he did okay. He didn't win. I'm trying to think who won. I think Matt won. Matt had, like, this kind of aggressive Orzhov splashing red for aggressive creature thing. It was weird, like this Mardu list. But, Sean's deck was just completely insane. And I think he only lost to Matt. And
who's Matt?
Matt's just a local guy who basically only comes into the shop like really sparingly. He's got a group of friends from Teskit, I think, that come in and play for like pre-releases. And I think he's really shy. But he's been to like 7 pre-releases now, so he's kind of like warmed up to everybody a little bit.
All right.
And we've become Pokemon friends. So now he feels a little bit more comfortable like coming to Magic and doing some stuff. I just think he's a shy guy. So anyway, she seems great, but no one wants to play her. This card doesn't do anything. I'm like, this card does everything.
Yeah. And so I had her as a one of in my Legacy deck, which I'm running. I narrowed it down to just basically I'm splashing green for the Veteran Explorer and Living Wish. Other than that, it's black white.
Okay.
And it's Planeswalkers.
Okay.
And dude, Arena Rector is not a joke. Have you ever played Arena Rector on turn 2 with the ability to sacrifice it and get Elspeth in play?
I don't think I have. No.
But anyways, so I put her in the sideboard just because of like I don't know if she's gonna be that impactful. And then every single game, I brought her in from the side, and I played against a burn player, and she ate 3 of his spells.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's like I +1 exiled a creature and a random burn spell from his graveyard, gain 2.
Right.
So he tried, you know, he tried lightning striking it or whatever, lightning bolt. That's the one. Next turn, I did it again, ate another creature, gained 2 more life. Then he had to kill her. And then.
Yeah, that's then, like a lot of their resources for a burn player to try to deal with a planeswalker.
Yeah. And then on top of that, then he had to do like a fire blast to me. So essentially she absorbed 4 damage, or she absorbed 10 damage in 2 turns.
Right.
And the guy playing burn's like, I guess I'll play this Flame of Keld. I can't do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, so I picked up my playset of her just in case, but I'm only going to play 2 in the deck.
Yeah, I think I have 1, and I'm pretty excited. I kind of want to get a playset, but it's going to come down to if they stumble into the arena. Mm-hmm. So right now the arena is kind of in a really weird spot because one of the guys who helps run the shop, the other like 24/7 guy, like blew his leg into 1,000 little pieces.
Again?
Yeah, again. He's been out of commission since basically 2 weeks now.
Oh, dang.
He's been in and out of the hospital like numerous times. I think he's somewhere on his 3rd to 4th surgery right now.
Like for this particular incident?
Yeah, for this one incident of the leg. And they're still not necessarily done. He was thinking he wouldn't even be able to leave the hospital until the 15th of February, mm-hmm. but they let him out he was at the shop Friday for like a little bit just to see everybody.
Yeah.
And whoo. So yeah, things are a little shaky at the shop right now. Things aren't getting cracked open in the way that they normally would, stuff like that. I've been running Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments. Like it's weird. It's weird. No, it's just weird. So, yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to pick up a playset yet. A rare that I didn't think was very hot until I got to see it being played. Tome of the Guild Pack. I think it's Tome of the Guild Pack. It's the book. It's the 5-mana artifact. Okay. Whenever you play a gold spell, you draw a card. Just bam, just draw a card. Mm-hmm. And then it's a guild. Then it's a mana rock, like an any color mana rock, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like. I didn't think much of this card at first, and then I drafted a bunch of the Biogenic Oozes in Limited, and basically watched people just die to the oozes, and I'm like, I wonder how good this ooze spell is, and then I assembled one of the decks that we're going to talk about today, and I put this... Yeah, it's in the thing. And I put this up. Or I'll put the deck list up, but I was playing this list and I felt like it needed one more card to like be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. This is the card. Like,
wait, am I looking at the butt deck?
No, the ooze deck, the top one.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Let me zoom in here. No, so the guild pack, Tome of the Guild Pack, goes in the deck that has 3 Growth Spirals, 2 Simic Ascendancies, 4 Hydroid Krakus, Handa's Climb, Frail Mystic. So you've got 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 cards that say draw a card on them.
I knew you were going to play that snake.
Oh my gosh, she is so good.
I wasn't even going to question it.
I've been having a blast. I had some number of these quasi-duplicates, the other split card, which is also okay, but I think the 2 clones are really solid. Mm-hmm. And then basically you copy an ooze and you say go. And then the wilderness reclamation, just untapping all your lands, make more oozes, keeping up a snake, keeping up a dive down. Like, the deck is just, it's been doing really well for me. And as you can tell, I don't even have good mana because I don't even have 4 Hinderland Harbors in the deck. I'm out of wild cards. It's been doing really well for me, the 2 oozes. You do kind of have to get a little bit lucky, but between Jade Lights, Quasi Duplicates, making more Jade Lights, and Tome of the Guild Pack, drawing new cards off of this random stuff, it's pretty sweet. I've won off Seismic Ascendancy like a dozen times.
Yes.
So much fun. I flipped Hannah's Climb, like, the turn I played it, and, like, killed people with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this deck is just a lot of fun. I don't think it's 100% right. I need to tweak it some more. I need to build it in paper where I actually have, I think, all the cards. I mean, I have all these Krakuses, but close enough. And I have all the mana. And start tweaking the numbers a little bit. Like, dive downs may actually be... What's the 1 mana counter spell unless you pay 2?
Spell Pierce?
Yeah, Spell Pierces. These might need to be Spell Pierces instead of dive downs. But basically, if I'm going to quasi-duplicate something like an ooze, I want to just make sure it lives that turn.
Yeah.
I don't want to get 2-for-1'd. But yeah, this deck's been a lot of fun. And Tome of the Guild Pack has just been outstanding. Again, when all these cards say draw 2 on them, like counter your spell, I get a 3-2 is very good. But when it also says draw a card, it's like, what do? Nothing. That's what. So that's my pick for Troll Card of the Week is the Tome of the Guild.
I guess my other pick, because of how busy I am, I basically only play Sunday, and that's Legacy. So I don't get to play Standard. I hardly get to play Modern. I never draft, which was,
I thought I saw you playing some Arena the other day. You're not drafting Arena stuff?
No, I wasn't drafting Arena. Like, I got on there, I played a few games, and I got bored.
Okay.
So my issue with Arena is you basically have to put a bunch of money into it or grind. And I don't have the time to grind. And why put a bunch of money into it when I can play online for a ridiculously cheaper amount? Sure. I built an entire Standard deck for $5 online.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I'm missing out of it is the Hydroid Krakus.
Yeah, the bottom has kind of fell out of online cards really hard this last month or so.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been paying like super close attention, but I've been glancing here or there. And it's kind of rough. But
well, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I guess my only other troll card would be Electro Dominance.
That card is very, very good as well.
I'm playing it in Modern.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense in Modern, really. I think it makes a lot of sense in a lot of weird places, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you play 2 mana and then slide out a pack.
I'm playing it with this color. Does this...
The Rakdos?
Uh-huh. I am playing it in Rakdos Living End.
Yep, see? Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the games I ended up Like turn one, it was Faithless Looting. I discarded Urbrask and Archfiend of Ifnir. And then at the end of their turn, I cycled two Street Wraiths. My turn, I played Electro Dominance for zero, cast Living End, attacked them for game.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually been thinking about... I've been assembling modern decks. Mm-hmm. And one of the decks that I have been considering putting in has been Swans, Seismic Swans.
Mm.
And one of the cards that I was thinking about putting in there was Electro Dominance, in the idea that I could shoot my own Swan, draw a bunch of cards, and then I have options to... Because you draw the cards from the... I have to remember how the card works. Is it when you cast the spell or after the spell does damage?
The spell has to do damage.
Okay, so the spell does the damage, hits the Swans, the Swans draws a bunch of cards, mm-hmm. and then I get a fire off the...
Yes.
Then I get a fire off the card that I draw. And I was thinking about, because I have a bunch of the draw threes for zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, holy S, what if I slid those in there?
So, oh, yeah. Well, and there's been people who have been playing. So typically Living End was Jund colors, red, green, black.
Right.
Because you had a Violent Outburst and Demonic Dread. But then As Foretold showed up, so people started going, you know, blue-red, because you can, you know, As Foretold, X counters or less. So they were playing As Foretold with Ancestral Visions? Is that right. The suspend one? Yeah. Yeah, so they were playing with that and Cryptic Command, Living End, and basically just the other cyclers. But now they've basically dropped and the As Foretold down to like two and put in Electro Dominance. So now instead of it being like blue black, it went to blue red.
Yeah, I think it's probably better there, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It feels like it makes more sense. I have not been keeping up entirely on the format. Other than, like I said, assembling a couple of things here or there, which we might talk about in a little bit. But
KCI got banned, so maybe the format can finally get less unfair.
Well, to be fair, I've almost built KCI like 10 times over the mm-hmm. years. Like, I even have a lot of the cards sitting out. In fact, I probably have 25 KCIs, not only in arm reach right now, but I have them up in my like good modern box.
Why didn't you sell them?
Oh, I didn't think it was going to get banned. I figured they were going to hit a different combo piece. Like, I don't know. That and I didn't care.
They were like $10 a piece.
No, I probably should have sold them. My whole collection's like that. Are you kidding? My whole collection is like, hey, you should sell these now. It's like, but I might play them.
You only need four.
Nah, you don't have any idea how many KCIs. I need to roll around in my KCIs. I got to sacrifice artifacts for days.
Well, I don't think that really matters when you can just return an island to your hand.
It's true. Whatever. Shut up. It's fair. In fact, my only commander deck that I actually have assembled for me is a KCI Ready? Deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love KCI. I've always been a fan. You know, every once in a while I point at the Darksteel shield on my door. Like I was always a modern or a Mirrodin fan. I've loved it. It's been really good for me. And I kind of miss it.
That's when I first started playing.
That's when I came back. The second to last time that I took a break.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a lot in high school. I took a break. I played a little bit more after that. I took a break. I started playing Mirrodin. I started working overnights at the radio station and basically drafting my paycheck every week on Magic Online.
Of course.
While I was working on the radio station, so I had to quit. And then I switched to not playing Magic Online or Magic at all. Broke my addiction, and then I came back.
Hey, man, real quick question.
Yeah.
What's the light behind you?
Which one? My ass over here?
No. That's not light. The other. It's just the reflection. Never mind.
The shiny yep. off of my Iron Man, my classic 80s Iron Man toy.
Yeah, okay, it was a reflection. I was like, I don't remember a light ever being there.
No, I do have the S turned on, though, over here for light from this direction. So let's see. Other brews. Have you played any standard thing? What are you playing on Magic Online Standard?
Five color gates.
Okay. That makes sense.
So most people are going four colors for like Deafening Clarion and the enchantment removals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically just splashing white for the angel. And then
they gain a bunch of life angel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have one of her in the main and then three in the side. But basically I use black for removal because that gives me access to early game removal. Like, you know how red has the lava coil? Like, I found out that most of the cards that I need to get rid of, you know, with the exception of the Phoenix, which, whatever. Like, the two Phoenixes, yeah, they hurt, but they have to have certain, you know, aspects to bring them back. So the lava coil didn't seem that relevant when I'm in a life racing situation. So I've been using the that black spell. It gives them -2/-2, and you gain 2 life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been using that for, you know, real early game stuff that can't recur itself. And then I've just been using Vraska's Contempt.
Right.
And the black board wipe that gets everything with CMC 3 or less.
Right.
Yeah. So I've just been using those instead of...
Is it like Ritual of Suit or something?
That's anyway. The one. Yeah, so I've been using those instead of the white spells.
Okay, and, fair.
And I figure Ritual of Soot hits the Crassus, Hydroid Crassus late game.
Mm-hmm.
It hits the big green 5/4. The elf from Dominaria.
Yeah.
So, like, it takes care of those two. Plus, it takes care, like, of all the tokens. It takes care of, you know, regardless of how big they are, if they have CMC 3 or less, they're dead.
Right. It hits a lot of stuff, actually. It hits quite a bit.
Like, I will take that one extra turn to kill everything compared to get it out early and do 3 damage to everything, which may not kill everything.
Right.
I
don't know. I really like the Orzhov Wrath right now.
Kaya's?
Yeah, Kaya's Wrath.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting that in there after I saw it played, because I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, if you have a couple of dudes that you just drop early
mm-hmm.
and, like, hide behind, like, it's really solid to, like, just scoop you up a few points of damage anyway, a few points of life.
Yeah, and because, like, I'm playing the 4 goats and the 4 Colossus, whatever it is. I'm also playing the 1 Angel main and then 2 Elvish Rejuvenators. And most people aren't playing the Rejuvenators, but I'm playing...
It sneaks your land into play, right?
Yeah. It can sneak me a land into play, and if not, well, I guess I have a chump blocker. But yeah. That Gatekeeper or Gate whatever. You know what it is.
Gate Smasher Colossus or something.
Sure, the 8 drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing is insane.
Yeah, I
You misjudged that? Yeah, I agree.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Well, it's pretty bad. But
it's pretty awesome.
So I was a few weeks ago, I had a pretty chill week. And I drafted a bunch of Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going nuts, right? I basically used gold to and dominated my first couple of drafts. And then I had enough gems saved up that I switched into whatever this set's called, Ravnica, Alliance, Allegiance, whatever drafts. And I started moving into those, and I was crushing, and I was up like 3,000 shards or something. Or so
that is something that I would do on Arena's draft.
Yeah, well, that's just it. It's so quick and easy. And I was way up, right? Like I was drafting like crazy. I was getting like 4 deep, 5 deep usually before I, you know, I would cash out before I lost by 2 losses.
Mm-hmm.
And things were going really good. And then I played a gate deck and they mulled to 5 and they crushed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, huh, okay, whatever. And then I played another gate deck and it crushed me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's going on? Is this thing any good? Mm-hmm. So then I drafted and I got like a Colossus and a Ram and a couple of things that I saw the other people playing. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm getting this deck. Let's go for it. And I just got completely wrecked. I think I went 1 before I got my 2 losses. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Let me try again. And I got a Ram and a Colossus and a couple of other pieces. And I got wrecked. And like my gems just went in this free fall. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. So then I draft a regular like Bant deck that I've been drafting, which is I think the deck that I like the best right now in this format. And I won my first one. I won my second one. I won my third one. Ran into one of these gate decks. Lost. I'm like, okay.
Oh, perfect.
Ran into another gate deck. Lost. So then my gems were like down to like 600 or something. I'm like, what happened? I don't understand. Like I ran into these things, died, tried to draft it twice, died. So then I go to the shop for Friday Night Magic. We have an odd number of people. I think we had 11, right? Not quite enough to break into 2 tables, not enough to like whatever. So I'm like, fine. So I'm like, I opened my rare was junk. And I had the Ram. I'm like, okay, I'll take this Ram. Then I get past the Colossus. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll take this Colossus. And then pieces start coming. And my deck is pretty good, I think. Like, it's above average wall deck. Like, it's one of the better gate ones that I've seen. Right? I had, like, 2 Rams. I had a Colossus. I had, I think, 4 of the draw 2, gain 2 life spells. I had the Domrys Insight thing to, like, gain some life, draw some cards. Like, I had my engine. I was good to go. I had a junk troller to, like, put my cards back in, set up my order. I even had one of the gates on fire. Like, I was pretty happy. I immediately ran into the kid who is not a great Magic player, but he loves playing red-green monsters. Right? Turns out this kid was sitting next to Remy. Passed Remy a Hollow Fountain and a Caraxes. Okay, but this kid wrecked me both games. Just like 1 drop, 2 drop, 2 drop, 2 drop, 2 drop, 5 drop. I'm just like, I'll gain 2 life. I'll put this guy back in your hand. I'll gain 2 life. And I was just like doing everything I could to not die. He's just like, cool. I'll play this 2/2. Riot creature, give it haste, attack, give this creature an extra +2. You take 6. I'm just like, ah! And he just steamrolled me to death. I'm like, fine. Go to round 2. Get steamrolled to death by his father. I'm like, fine. Whatever. Screw you guys. I play Remington. Right? Play Remington. My deck finally starts to work. It does everything I want it to do. It takes forever to win our matches. Like, I'm just, like, crushing it. And I'm like, so, Remy, do you want me to scoop? He's like, yes. I'm like, all right, fine. So I concede to Remy. Because I was already, like, way, way loser at that point, right? And then I played, I remember who else I played. But my deck worked again. So it's like, it was doing great, but I still ended up, like, 12th. In this 11-man tournament.
Well, sounds about right.
It was crazy. So I feel like the wall deck is a trap. I'll not play it. I'm over it. not happening.
So here's the thing. You're playing it as a wall deck.
Well, I'm not playing it so much as a wall. I keep saying walls because I think of it as walls. But I was playing it as the way I've seen it played in drafts. And that relies on the Dovin's enchantments and the... So you gain two life and you draw a card. You put that back. You kind of use that as your like your get life engine. And then you usually have like those 1/3 walls and the caretaker walls to like help make your spells go while you find all your lands and play them in tapped.
That sounds really bad.
That's how I've seen it played. That's how I get beat every time. I don't understand. And then, of course, it's filled with like this instant speed removal that you cast main phase. You put your Dovins back in your hand, which is what I was doing. I don't know.
I don't like that build.
That I'm just telling you how I've seen it drafted. You should get on someplace, do some drafts, and figure out how to do it, because I can't do it. I cannot figure out the gate deck draft.
The next time I have the day off, I was planning on streaming.
Okay.
Just, you
sounds
know,
good.
Figuring something out if I can. And, yeah, maybe I'll just do arena drafts all day.
Sounds good. Stop rolling around whatever you're rolling around. Just eat it.
I am mixing up the bag.
It's like you're rolling around a bunch of nuts or something in a bowl. It's like, crrr.
I am.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it.
Peanuts and raisins, man.
Peanuts and raisins. You shouldn't eat peanuts. They're legumes. They're bad. So the other reason why
They're protein. They're good.
No, they're legumes. The legumes are bad.
I don't know what a legume is, so.
It's like, it's a thing that, it's a plant that grows under the ground. So like, not peas. Peas, I think, are okay. Oh my gosh. Like a lot of beans. A lot of beans. You shouldn't eat them. Anyway, the reason I kept saying walls is because of this deck.
Quick question.
Yeah.
How are you going to say you can't eat things that grow underground when every single plant grows in the ground?
Okay, so you can eat things that grow underground. That's not what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say, it's a bean that grows underground. So like peanuts, because they're not nuts, they're legumes. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones off the top of my head, but I can't. I'm having a blank right now. Peanut is the most famous one, but basically it's this bean that splits in half when it is opened. It comes from like this cluster underground.
Yeah,
I cannot for the life of me think of them. Like lentils, I don't know. I
don't know what that is either. All I know is they taste good, and you can't tell me not to eat peanuts when people eat potatoes. So,
well, people shouldn't eat potatoes either unless they're sweet potatoes.
What about carrots?
Carrots are fine. Those are
what roots. About onions?
Onions are fine.
But they grow underground.
Yes, but they're not legumes. They're bulbs.
Is a carrot a bulb?
No, carrot is a taproot. Onions are a bulb.
Even wild onions?
Yes.
Huh.
They're little bulbs.
All right.
Okay, so the reason I kept saying walls is I had the wall deck up here. This is my take on walls. Everyone's got a weird, different take on walls right now. Walls are hot. Mostly because they reprinted a second Fight With Your Butt spell in High Alert, plus Arcades, and they reprinted Tower Defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this list, Porkilla's fine, Caretakers, Dive Downs, one Tetsuko Fugitive to give them unblockable, 4 Gleaming Barriers, 4 Suspicious Bookcases, 4 Vaultic Servants. Why are we playing this many artifacts? Because Psy is in the format. And Psy plus walls equals good times. They make 1/1 flyers.
Psy.
Psy, Master Thopris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Then we get to play a Shala or Shehe or Shalai or however you pronounce it. The Angel that protects all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to play some prime speakers. This may need to increase. I'm mm-hmm. not sure. But it turns these 2/2 walls into Psy. It turns your 1/1 walls into Gleaming Barriers and Vaultic Servants. It seems really strong. And then, of course, Arcades. And then Vaultic Servants are in there. Even though they're not a wall, they are artifacts, and they do untap anything that's an artifact.
Mm-hmm.
So it can untap a Gleaming Barrier, Suspicious Ghost Case, or itself, which means with the Caretaker, you're not really tapping two things to make a mana. You're really only tapping one thing to make a mana.
And the Servant is a 1/3, right?
It is a 1/3, so it does get bonuses regardless. From High Alert, but not Arcades.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, if you still have a 0/4 attacking them that you can untap...
Then, right, exactly. Well, yeah. Also, if it comes into play after Psy and makes a 1/1, worst case scenario, you can use Psy's ability to draw a card.
Yeah.
So the main thing is you're cycling through your deck super fast. The Vine can sacrifice another wall to gain, draw you a card. Psy can use things to come into play to draw you a card. Prime Speaker can eat things to tutor up guys and put them into play. Arcades, any wall draws you a card. Like, you just are churning through your deck so super fast.
Okay.
Again, the mana base is not correct on Arena. I need to either invest in lands on Arena or just go back to the similar mana bases. My previous variation of this list ran all basics and ran the Maze of Ith artifact.
Okay.
It was really, really good because you could turn that over and then... People don't know what that does. But people have started running enough of the... what is the new wasteland called? Something Ruins?
Field of Ruin.
There you go. Field of Ruin. That any of those lands that turn over get hit. But I'm a pretty big fan of this list so far. It's... I don't want to say it's undefeated because I'm pretty sure I've lost at least once. Maybe twice, but it's pretty, for the Arena metagame, it's pretty unbeatable.
Yeah.
Because the Arena metagame is like 80% mono red, and this just eats mono red for days.
Ooh, look at my mono red deck. That's cool.
Right.
Check out the 0/4.
Exactly. Here, I spent 2 mana for my 0/4.
Deal with it.
Exactly. Or your 1/4. So yeah, those are the two decks I've been playing on Arena. In pen and paper, I put together a red white prison deck, kind of using the Magic Aids list as a guide. So it's the difference of it is it's running. He does all the things that get you fast mana on turn one or whatever. So you play like the jump to three spells. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So you have like Simic Guide, and then you also have the Gemstone Caverns or whatever it is that like come into play if it's in your starting hand on their turn. If they're going first. So like it's pretty easy to start on 3 mana if they're on the play.
Okay.
Like, it's not super hard. And then, obviously, if you can, like, play a Bloodstone or a Ensnaring Bridge on turn one, or if you can play, like, a Chalice of the Void for, like, one or two on turn one, depending on what the deck is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of decks just die to Chalice of the Void on one on turn one.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I like it. The other big thing is it runs Assemble the Legions as its win condition, which is a card that I've always liked and I've wanted to play more of. I kind of rejoined Magic at the tail end of that era of Magic, so I didn't get a chance to really play it when it was in Standard. So getting to play it now is good. And then I also currently have three... The red god from Theros. Hezeret. Hezeret? Not Theros.
From Aur.
Aur.
Yeah, Hezeret.
Hezeret. Amonkhet. She's the Amonkhet one, right?
Yeah.
Amonkhet. So yeah, her assembled legion that gives me 5 like good win conditions. 3 Gideons, and then everything else is either like super fast mana or you're not allowed to play magic.
Yeah. So you're just essentially playing prison?
It's kind of like that, yeah. Like, it's a red-white prison deck, but it has some win conditions that are kind of surprising to people.
You have the Torch of Defiance in there, too?
No.
Chandra?
I have one, actually. Now that you say that, I have one. Because I don't have a fourth Hezeret. So I'm playing one in there.
That's fine.
I really like her, actually, and I might go up one now that I think about it after doing some playtesting. The other big thing about that is you get to play Trinispheres in the main.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where you're at your local meta, that can be really, really good, or it can be a waste of time. So I think it's really, really good right now.
I mean, yeah, no, it's a really good card in Modern. The main difference that you're having, I guess, between that and Legacy is just the mana base, because there's a mono red prison deck in Legacy too.
Right.
That's using Ancient Tombs and
if it was Legacy, I would be more comfortable playing it like one color.
Mm-hmm.
But since we have Modern, and basically I pulled the trigger on 3 of the Gideons.
Yeah.
To give me a playset of the 3 mana Gideon. And that thing's just insane. Insanely fun to play. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm having a good time with it. I have a lot of fun. Other people don't have a lot of fun, which is fun.
Sounds like prison.
And then the other deck that I put together is a goblin deck.
Yes.
So, basically, I assembled it literally because I was going through that unopened part of the box, or the open part of the box of Fallen Empires. Because if we remember from the last time, I still have this many Fallen Empire packs that are unopened.
So what are you doing on Saturday?
Basically, I have one big draft. I don't know what I'm doing on Saturday.
You want to do a draft
with those?
Yeah.
I think I need like $25 a person to crack those right now.
Dude, it's Fallen Empires.
They're like $5 a pack.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a waste of time. Never mind.
And then I'd have to put some prize support in. I can't use those for prize support because I literally don't have enough. So I'd have to use like some other packs for prize support. But yeah, it would be a lot of fun. I'm waiting one of these days. One of these days I'm going to invite people over.
One of these days.
That I really like. Probably when I start working on my bus. And mm-hmm. I need some physical labor. Just like unskilled physical labor. Like, here, help me take these chairs out.
So I'll invite big thing there.
Exactly. Or I'm cleaning out the backyard. And what I'm going to do is my reward for people who come help me is we'll do a draft. And I've got conspiracy stuff set up, and I have those set up.
Okay.
So, like, that's probably where I'm leaning for the use with those packs, unless someone's like, I'll give you $5 a pack or $5 a pack for those. I'm like, done. Here you go. Way to waste your money.
Yeah, I was like, is there anything worth it in the Empires?
There's, like, 2 cards that are kind of up there, but none of it's, like, super high. I looked at it once before, but it's not real great.
Garbage.
It's all fun stuff. It's fun stuff. So yeah, those are kind of the things. But anyway, I found goblin grenades in there, and I was like, I have to do this. So I'm playing like 7 Rabblemaster goblins in Modern. So I'm having a lot of fun. Oh, Travis is flashing something. Oh, goblin grenades, exactly. Oh, and it's the life counter one.
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet. I like that.
Can you see the 3D?
I can. It's one of the cool ones. Did you make that yourself or did you buy it?
I got it in a trade. So technically I bought it.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen some people make those.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool watching people do that. I should do that sometime.
I tried. It is so time consuming.
Well, I imagine it really is for people who are what? Huh? Sorry, shiny thing.
Yeah, like I tried to do it with just like a basic land, and I'm like, oh, this is, I chose an easy land.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
work on my phone.
Exactly. I imagine it takes a little bit. I think you probably have to like put on some music or something and just like.
I had music
zone
on.
Zone into that.
It didn't help.
I'm sorry. Maybe next time. Maybe next time it'll be better. All right. Well, unfortunately, it's 10 o'clock, which means I have to start my stream. So, Travis, do you have any final thoughts or words of advice for people? Any promises of podcasts that probably won't happen?
I can promise you anything.
Okay. What are you going to promise?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
Okay. Are you going to edit the podcast and get it posted?
Oh, no. I don't know how to edit videos.
Are you going
to
do the write-up?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Are you going to be available for the next time we decide to record?
Yeah. You know what? What I'll start doing is I will send you a text Thursday nights when I figure out my schedule for the next week.
You know, that's exactly what you told me was going to happen.
Yeah, but you know how good I am with memory?
Yeah, also in commitments. I think I have a text record of you actually saying literally that. But yeah, hopefully we'll be a little bit more regular again. Like I said, MTG cast is getting their stuff together, which is awesome. And as soon as they're back up, we'll be regular again. I got one last piece of news, actually. Patreon.com/Samus, Samius, is now up and running. We only have two tiers right now. We have a $1 tier and we have a $3 tier. If you enjoy the show, you like the show, and you would like to figure out a way to give back to the show, that's a great way. Kick me a buck. That would really help. That also helps me like fire things up and get things going. I swear to you, we will have magic only rewards for people. I don't know what it's going to be right now. Whether it's Travis and I like find time to like record drafts or head-to-head matches or something.
I'll deface cards for you.
He'll deface cards for you. We'll figure it out. And then I will also be adding a higher tier pretty soon for t-shirts. So I'll be making t-shirts again, hopefully very soon. And Travis's one friend was supposed to make us a Two Trolls and a Brew t-shirt. It never happened. So somehow, one way or another, we'll figure it out.
He got really shady.
Oh, yeah, your one friend?
Yeah. He dipped out on like three or four different agreements that he had with people. Like he got money from them in advance, and he just, no one knows where he went.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad we didn't give him any money in advance.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Toodles.
I guess he trolled us. Troll on, everybody.
Toodles.